The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph, when it discusses when Bayrur is permitted and when Bayrur is prohibited, says Bayrur v'oichel la'alter or Bayrur u'maniach la'alter. Rashi explains that Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn Bayrur v'oichel la'alter means that you're allowed to do Bayrur to eat it immediately. Bayrur u'maniach la'alter means not only for your own personal need, but also if you're doing Bayrur to feed other people, if you're doing it la'alter, it's mutter. Others explain differently. Bayrur v'oichel la'alter means immediately, or Bayrur maniach does not mean necessarily immediately. It means close to the meal, but right not before the meal. And this, of course, begins a very important question. Because as we're learning, and we know that one of the conditions that must be met in order for Bayrur to be permitted is that it has to be la'alter. It has to be that you're going to eat the food immediately. But the Rishonim debate, and this debate of the Rishonim affects all of the issues of what is considered Bayrur Maniach La'alter and what is not considered Bayrur Maniach La'alter. Why is there a difference if it's done immediately versus if it's not done immediately? Rashi learns, Meshum She'ein Zeh Derech Bayrurim. If you, Bayrur, Rashi says by definition, is that you do an act of Bayrur to put the whatever you separate away. But if it's not done to be stored away, then that's not considered Bayrur. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel, also, if we look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Meleches Machsheves Asotayra, the Melacha Bayrur is Asur, and when you put it away, that isn't considered the Melacha Bayrur. The Rashba, however, takes a different approach. It seems that the approach of the Rashba is that the heter of la'alter is because that's considered derech achila. And whenever something is done b'derech achila, it's not considered bayrur. And therefore, this question of why you're allowed to do bayrur if you're going to eat it la'alter is relevant to the Machlokes Rishonim of what indeed is considered la'alter. The Rabbeinu Chananel, and this Rabbeinu Chananel is very much consistent with the Rabbeinu Chananel that we just quoted a moment ago, says anytime you do Bayrur for the meal that you're about to begin eating, it's not considered an act of Bayrur. Because as the Rabbeinu Chananel said, the heter of la'alter is because you're not doing it as the malacha of Bayrur is. The malacha of Bayrur is when it's put away for storage. Here, you're not putting it away for storage, and therefore it's not considered Bayrur. And if we look in the Ramah, in Simen Shin Yotes, Sif Aleph, right at the beginning, the Ramah says, V'kol ma'ash Bayrur l'tzorech oysa suda shemesa ba miyad. Anytime you do Bayrur for the meal that you're about to eat, mikri la'alta. Vafilo acherim oichlem imayshari, even if there are other people eating with you as well. So the Ramah seems to take the approach that whatever you do before the meal is already considered la'alta. However, the other paiskim, other rishonim, take the approach that it has to be only during the actual meal where you're eating that food are you allowed to do Bayrur. And the reason being, because it seems that those Rishonim hold that the heter of la'alter is because it's derech achila. So only what is during that actual meal would be considered la'alter. If it's not during that actual meal, it no longer can be considered le'alter. And therefore the question comes up, if one is preparing food for a meal, what is the situation of le'alter that one would be allowed to do b'ayur? From the Rama, as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Memhei says, that from when you leave shul to go home for the meal, that is already considered la'alta. Rabbeinu Yeruchim takes even a more lenient approach. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim's approach is whatever is being prepared for the next meal that's going to be eaten is already considered la'alta. So technically, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, if we finish our meal Friday night, and the next meal we're going to eat on Shabbos afternoon, many hours later, but that's the next meal we're going to eat, that is already considered la'alter. The Rambam and the Mordechai, however, hold it has to be la'alter, has to be immediately right before you eat the food. However, the Paiskim debate very significantly what is considered, what are the rules for this. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you left shul, but there's going to be quite a while from when you left shul until you're going to eat your meal, we can't call that la'alter. Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalid Simon Ayin Dalid Beirur Ois Yud Gimel says we can't really make a fixed amount of time. He says you have to look at every situation independently. It matters on how many people you're going to have at your meal, how much food you're preparing. All of those variables are to be taken into consideration when determining what la'alter is. The Chazon Ish was never ready to be makel with less than a half an hour before the meal. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Michah Shlomo is more lenient. If you're already preparing for the meal, even though the time for the preparation for the meal is quite a while before the actual meal is going to be served, as long as you're preparing already for this meal, that is considered la'alter. The Sefer Ayil Meshulash quotes Rav Yoshev, Zichrono Livracha, whose opinion was that if you're not going to do anything else after the act of Beirur, and you're going to eat immediately afterwards, that's called la'alter. So he says it's not dependent on time so much. It really depends, are you going to be doing a different activity in between? If you're going to be doing a different activity in between, that's called not la'alter. If not, it's considered la'alter. The Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Vav Simen Men Vav Simen Ben Beis takes a very interesting approach. It's in the Kovitz Beis HaLevi, takes a very similar approach, takes a very lenient approach in this question. He says, let's say we live in a place which is an Erev, and in the place which is an Erev, I'm preparing food in my home that I'm going to take to someone else's home where I'm eating. Is that considered la'alter? He says, since you're preparing the food at home, and that's where you are, that is a raya that it's considered la'alter. Actually, the Paiskim bring a raya that la'alter does not necessarily have to mean right before eating the meal. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Resh Yod Aleph, quoting the Gemara Masechta Yuma, says, Hitiru Liftsoya Egoizim B'Yom Kippurim, they allowed the cracking of walnuts on Yom Kippur, min ha-mincha l'mala, And the Mishnah Brura says, Min HaMincha means from the Mincha Ketana. Now, if we think about the time a Mincha Ketana on Yom Kippur afternoon, Mincha Ketana is obviously much closer tonight than the Mincha Gedoyla, but if we think about it, it's still quite a while from the Mincha Ketana until Matzah Yom Kippur when we're going to eat the meal. Says the Mishnah Brura that it makes a difference how many nuts you have. If you have only a few nuts that you need to prepare for the night, then you can't crack them at the Mincha Ketana. However, if you have many nuts that you need to prepare, and obviously, as we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem, the cracking of nuts is considered an act of Bayer, we're allowed to do Bayer already at the Mincha Ketana time. Why may we do Bayer at the Mincha Ketana time? Because that's called close to the meal. So we see from here that the issue of what is considered close to the meal or not close to the meal is very much dependent on the type of meal that's being eaten and how many people need to be served at that, how many people need to be served at that meal to make this determination if it's considered l'alter or not. It's interesting to point out, however, that the Beis Yosef, based on the Rambam, makes a distinction in this halacha between the bayer of a food from a food versus the bayer of psoilus from food. And when we speak about la'alter, when we need to do something immediately right before, right, it has to be done immediately right before, that's only when we're taking oichel and psoilus and separating them. But when we're separating oichel from oichel, he's much more lenient in the halacha of bayer. And therefore, and the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this Rambam in Sif Gimel. And therefore, even though the Bi Halacha in Divrei Maskil Shabirer quotes many Achronim that don't accept this distinction, and the Mishnah Brura says that when we're speaking about an Issa D'Oraisa, we should be careful and be machmer. It is important to point out that there are Rishonim already that are more lenient when we're talking about two types of food versus a bayer of an oichel and a psoilus. And as I said, the Magen Avraham, based on the wording of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, paskins that way as well. And actually, the Shulchan Aruch Rav also paskins that way. So we have a very big machloikas achroinim if we could rely on this heter of distinguishing between oichel from oichel, where we could be more lenient, versus oichel from psoilus, where we have to be more machmer. Where did these questions come up? The questions come up, I saw, if people are preparing drinks. The question comes up, let's say it's Friday night and we want to prepare soda to have for the meal Shabbos by day. And there are different types of soda and I want a specific type of soda. And the soda that I don't want is obviously, according to many interpretations that we've been learning, perhaps considered psoilus. But that soda is certainly oichel. It's certainly a good bottle of soda. It's not the soda that I want to prepare for that meal that I'm about to have. Would that be considered a problem if we said that according to most poskim, one can't prepare food so many hours in advance? But if we follow the distinction of the Magen Avraham that distinguishes oichel, the preparation of oichel for oichel versus oichel for psoilus, it may be that we could be a little more lenient and allowing the preparation here, picking out soda, even though it may be involved, that I'll pick out the bottle of soda that I don't want. I'll pick out the bottle of soda that I actually don't want to have prepared for the meal that I'm going to eat. And therefore, as we discussed previously, in the preparation of the egg salad, of the eggs and onions that are eaten by many people Shabbos by day, so there's an issue of boiler, because peeling the eggs, taking the shell off the egg, is certainly psoilus mitaych eichel. And here we don't have, obviously, the heter of the Magen Avraham, because the eggshell is certainly, by all definitions, considered a psoilus. And therefore, the minhag in many communities was that the preparation of this egg salad was done during the actual meal. Because if the halacha is that boirer, la'alter, means during the actual meal that we're eating, so certainly preparing the egg salad many hours in advance, or even preparing it right before the meal, according to the Chazon Ish, we have no more than a half an hour. And according to other places, can we even have less than a half an hour? It has to be during the actual meal. And therefore, many places can suggest, given the many questions that come up in the preparation of this egg salad, that the egg salad should actually be prepared during the meal itself, or even what's better is to prepare it from before Shabbos. Now, there's one more very important heter when we speak about la'alter, and that is, and it's really a machloikus rishonim, and that is what happens while you're actually eating. Is that considered boiler? So the Mishnah Berurah takes a very lenient approach, and the Mishnah Berurah's approach is that anything that's eaten, that's done while you're eating the actual food, is not considered boiler. And it's very understandable according to what we're learning, because what you do while you're eating is considered derech achila. And it's, since it's considered derech achila, we could be lenient. But the question that comes up is, when does this heter apply? From the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha, it seems that it doesn't only apply while you're actually eating, but even if it's right before you're eating a food, that is also in the category of eating and not in the category of boiler. And therefore, if right before you're about to eat a piece of fish, you take out the bone, even though, as we've discussed, the removal of a bone is considered taking psoilus from oichel, but if you're about to eat that fish, that is considered achila, and it wouldn't be considered boiler. The Chazon Ish is, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here in Bi'ur Halacha, Divrei Hamaskel B'Toich. And Rav Moshe also felt that way. However, it seems that the Chazon Ish says that the heter of der of achila, that it falls out of the category of boirer and into the category of achila, is only while you're actually eating the food. That means if you're eating some food and in your mouth you feel there's a bone and you pull the bone out of your mouth, so that is considered achila, because you chas v'sham don't want to swallow that bone. But if you're separating the bone out from the fish, even though you're about to eat that piece of fish, according to the Chazon Ish, that would not be mutter, that would not be considered in the heter of derech achila, of achila, that it's not considered achila, not boirer.